Let's look at these seals, because I got a lot of territory to cover tonight, a lot of things to refresh your memories of and come back to you, because this is new territory, new turf we're working on. But it brings us to a higher level of dominion over the enemy. That's what I'm going to talk about, moving to a higher level of dominion over the enemy. And let's look at this first seal. And write this down, so you can be thinking, how to maximize your dominion level over the enemy. How to maximize your dominion level over the enemy. Taking my rightful place in life by being exposed to what it means to have a soul-free life. A soul-free life. We'll talk about that more. That's a scripture. That's Luke 21:19 talks about a soul-free life. Through patience you possess your soul. But in the Amplified Bible, it called it a soul-free life. A life that you're aware of, you have to protect your soul, and you'll know the glorious light of Christ is the thing that shines on your soul to get it in protection. Now, my wife and I discussed, my wife saying to me, she wanted to make sure I get to this, and she's right. The sin, the wound, and the darkness are different things. Okay. You can get the sin cleared up and still have the wound. And I've said to you, the wound is some type of sin that have not been cleared up by the light. So therefore, Satan have the right to come back. Scriptures that coming alive now about plucking your eyes out. Scripture is coming alive about the enemy making a circle. Now, I want to say, how clean? From sin, but the wound's still there. And he came back. We'll look at all that tonight, all right? All right. Y'all going to let me teach in here tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right. Taking my rightful place in life by being exposed to what it means to have, you see, being exposed to what it means to have a soul-free life. Now, most of y'all, ministers and all up in here, including me, we don't know much about no soul-free life. We think we do. Y'all don't want to talk to me. And why the same thing keep repeating itself? I get out and get back in. I'm up, then I'm back down. I'm like a rubber ball. Therefore, now the Holy Spirit, through my spirit, can instruct my soul. Man, I want you to get that. Therefore, now the Holy Spirit, through my spirit, can instruct my soul. My soul now knows how to go further in my inheritance. Now, listen to me. We have downplayed the soul at the expense of our spirit. Because our spirit wants to do a whole lot more through us and to us and for us than we are giving it the right to, because we have to respect the soul. All right? Just pray a moment over it, man. Just pray. Go ahead. I want to teach so bad, man. My goodness, man. Man. Now, in Jesus' name, do you see what that's saying? Are you seeing what it's saying? You got to be clear on this. You got to see this. See what it's saying. Man, I almost can just preach right there. There's so much in that seal right there. And there's a term there that come out of the Bible, a soul-free life. Yeah, see, and most Christians never heard of a soul-free life because they don't know how to get it free. Well, they renew their minds with the word. They renew their mind, but there's other things you have to do. Let's go to number two. Pride is a beast, boy. Pride is a beast. Development of a clean and humble soul would escort me to the feast of blessings. Revelation and anointing the Father want me to have. You see that? Huh? Get a hold of that. Go ahead and pray a minute. Pride is a beast that robs us from the feast of blessings. In Jesus' name. And then number three, all delays, manifestations, and demonstrations are about to explode. Blasting out all the hinders, all that hindered me from moving forward at an astonishing pace. You will live in new dominion. Pray about it if you may. You will live in new dominion. Wow. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. I want you to open your Bibles to a certain scripture. I'm going to bring my Bible and my pad. I'll set my Bible where I can grab it. I hold this when I want it. You give it to me. I'm going to use my pad tonight. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, there's a verse there that have held me in hostage for a long time. Wow. Trying to get in there what it means, you see. And I read it from the Amplified Bible. Turn, give me 2 Corinthians. Well, give me 2 Corinthians 7, 1. In the King James Version. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. Watch this now, from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Oh, my. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. How filth get in your spirit? When I have the same spirit. Well, you see, you got to do your homework. Now, let me read it. Let me read it. Now, actually, the word spirit there means soul.
Okay, help us.
Boy, that cleared something up for me. I mean, I've been looking at that scripture, yes, you know, and I just left it alone because I couldn't do nothing with it. You see, yeah. Sometimes you find a scripture, you can't do nothing with it. Then just leave it. Yeah, you're held hostage. Yeah. You know, see, you get to that scripture and skip over it, yeah. You know. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to preach it and you don't know what you're doing. So it says in the Amplified Bible, therefore, since these great promises are ours, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates and defile body and spirit. Now, in the strong concordance, the word spirit here means soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And bring our consecration to completeness in the reverential fear of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now, your soul has something to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, James 1:21. King James Version, I want you to look at that. James 1:21. I'll read it. I might read it in the Amplified Bible. Yes, I'm right. I don't know where James is at. James 1:21. Oh, my mic must be not working. I'm away from the flow, so I'm going to be working a little bit. James 1:21 now. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive, now watch it, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to do what?
Save your soul.
The engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Yes, mm-hmm. In other words, now, from scratch in your relationship with God when you accepted Jesus, your spirit was made perfect.
Yes, sir. Right.
But your soul was thrust into a process.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Satan know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you got to know where he's holding you hostage at.
Yes, sir.
Your spirit, he's not holding you hostage in your spirit.
Yeah.
You know, you're praying, you're reading, you're praising God, you're serving mm-hmm. the Lord. But yet, that exit you need yeah. to go to another level don't want to open up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm talking to somebody up in here. And I want to show you how to open that exit up. Look in Luke 21 now. Luke 21, I'm going to go some scripture because I'm going to start showing you some point. But I want to be scripturally heavily based scripture because this is not normal to the church. This teaching
yes,
is not normal to the church.
Right.
So you're going to have some baboon swinging on vine, making a lot of noise, but it don't bother me.
Yes, sir.
All I want to do is get God's people set free. Through patience you possess your soul.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes.
So the soul is to be possessed. It has to have to be in place
right.
for things to function right. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Your soul has to be. Your only problem you have is a soul problem. Yes, you a child of God?
Yes,
yeah, it's the only problem you have a soul problem. We're going to clear that up.
Yes,
I said we're going to clear that up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this glorious light of Jesus, when I heard this revelation, I said, my God, I sat still. I said, what's going on here? And I listened. I said, oh-ha. I know you're talking to me, God. I got it. Yeah, I got it. I'll preach it. And I'll teach it to the body of Christ because every time you look like you're taking off, something come up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? So here in Luke 21:19, in the Amplified Bible, it says, by your steadfastness and patient endurance, you shall win the true life of your soul. The true life of your soul. So it must, if you got a true life of the soul, it must be got a fake life of the soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And most of the body of Christ
yes, sir.
Is living in an untrue life of the soul. I tell you, don't go try to preach this overnight.
No,
you better soak.
Yes, sir.
so you know what you're doing. All right. Now, there's another scripture. Scripture after scripture. James 1:4. When you're bringing in a revelation, you got to have a lot of scripture to back it up.
Yes,
that it can knock the enemy out. When the enemy tell you, oh, that you just go to that scripture, and the scripture get it straight. In James 1:4, he talked about the trying of your faith, that first chapter. But it says, but let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects. Lacking in nothing. Lacking in nothing. Y'all marking these scriptures? Now, we talked about, and I won't say it this way so you can hear it. Your soul, what I say?
Your soul.
Is the enemy target.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He can't target your spirit. And if he gets your soul, he got your body. Okay, work through your soul. Either the Holy Spirit going to work through your soul or Satan going to work through your soul. Got it? Got it? So now, every believer is a target. Soul is a target for the enemy. Am I talking to you? It's a target. Now go back to the 143rd Psalm. You know why you're shooting last night in that 143rd Psalm. You want to persecute the soul.
Right.
He want to persecute the soul because he can't persecute the spirit. Now, notice what he said here. Let's just look at it. The enemy target the wound in your soul. Yes, sir. Because they know they were created by sin.
Yes, sir.
The wounds in your soul are created by sin. Now, listen to me. Yes, it doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Right, right.
It doesn't mean you're out there honky-tonking or living an ungodly life. It doesn't mean that. You're going to church. And you love God, but the enemy slipped things in on you if you can't discern what's going on and why I'm not getting my breakthrough or why I'm not getting things unlocked. He got something there hiding. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, because we think we're all right, we go to church. God's just not ready for me to have that. What?
Right, right.
God said, all things are yours.
Yes.
You've been in church 25 years. How many years you gonna have to be here to get what God told you to get?
Yes.
You've been in church 25 years and took communion 2,000 times, and you talking about you can't have it?
Yes.
Come on, God.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He is blocking you through a wound that sin has caused in your soul secretly. Because you couldn't discern that I don't only have to take the blood to wipe the sin out. And you take the blood, that's why that man doubled back. You take the blood, we know how to plead the blood, but we get that sin out, but that wound's still there. Not discrediting the blood not gonna move the wound. The dunamis power, the resurrection power of Jesus, you apply it in your soul, and it remove all the infirmity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Wow.
It remove sickness of the soul and sickness of the body.
Wow.
That's the resurrection power of Jesus. Actually, the dunamis power, the resurrection power, we got power of the cross and power of the resurrection.
Yeah.
Philippians 3:10, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Matter of fact, the dunamis power in looking up the Greek and following his name gives you an excellent soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It clean everything, clean stuff out.
Yeah.
Give you an excellent soul. Excellent soul. Now you got an excellent spirit.
An
excellent soul, produce an excellent body, produce an excellent life, and you just can't be stopped.
Yeah. Wow. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Now, how many would be honest with me? You know something was blocking you.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. See? All right, keep listening. Keep listening. Because they know that they were the wound was created by sin. Watch now. And that gives Satan access to be able to attack you.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Come on now. Wow.
Accessing the attack.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now, when you soak in the blood, in the dunamis power, and the glorious light of Jesus, you're searching for them, you're getting the wounds out. And what I said, and that's all I said, and
yes, sir.
That was some preacher say, and he said, yeah. What else you got to say, man? Reverend, come on.
Yes, sir.
And you are not going to win the war until the wound in your soul is healed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because he's going to keep coming back. You know, I had revelation, and I needed revelation on this. The man's house all cleaned up, and then the demon leave out and say, I'm going back to my house. The house already clean.
Yeah.
How you going to go back up in there?
Yeah.
And then he pick up some other guy and bring with him.
Yeah, right, right.
But now I understand.
Yeah, right.
The wound's still in there.
Yeah.
I got a right to go up in there.
Yeah.
Now, don't go off thinking you can get all your wounds, understand how to do this yourself. Yeah. You're going to let the Holy Spirit going to help you.
Yes, right.
You're going to have dreams.
Yeah.
And then you'll find out what wound you need to deal with.
Yes, sir.
The rest of your life.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's not no one-month deal
yet.
Yes,
sir.
Okay? Now, and watch this now. Somebody, just to talk to somebody here. You can rebuke and rebuke all you want.
Yeah.
That will not help.
Yes, sir.
How many been there? I rebuke.
Yes,
we've been rebuked. Yes. I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. A power of blood coming out of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So listen to this statement now. Because the wound, where the wound came from?
Sin.
Right? Because the wound is still there that was created by sin, and the enemy still have the legal right to afflict you. Attack you,
yes,
afflict you, legally. Notice verse 3 in the 143rd Psalm. The enemy has pursued and persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness. Man, that's too much. All right, everybody say, get up off of me.
Get up off of me.
So, yeah, get up off of me, man. I've been in church too long not to be moving further than I'm moving now. Huh?
Yes, sir.
He says, look, verse 4, my spirit is overwhelmed. My heart, feeling, will, and intellect overwhelmed within my bosom grows numb. My soul thirsts after thee. My spirit, verse 7 says, my spirit fails. Verse 8 says, I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me. Verse 11 says, for thy righteous sake, bring my soul out of trouble.
Wow.
Yes, sir. What he said?
Bring my soul out of trouble.
Now, if you sit in here and think your soul not in no trouble, I can't help you. And then he says in verse 12, destroy all them that afflict my soul. So I'm going to be rambling a little bit tonight. I got to ramble. Yeah, I'm gonna be rambling because not. Did you understand some of the things I said to you about your soul and
yes,
trying to tell you what's happening? All right, still with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. How to maximize your dominion level over the enemy, where he can't torment you and you can torment him. Because you see, Lord, even if you have a wound in your soul and darkness, and it hasn't moved yet, but you're working on it, the enemy can't come. Because
yes,
the light in there, you putting the light in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The light of Jesus flowing in my soul right now. He can't come in because the light's still there, even though the wound there,
yes,
but the light there working on the wound,
yes, sir, yes,
and he can't come in the light.
Yeah,
he works in darkness.
So
immediately we can stop stopping him tonight. We can start just with the light.
Glory to God.
You follow what I'm saying?
Because yes,
he come to land in his dark place.
Yeah.
He come to land in the wound, and you sitting there flooding your soul with light.
Yeah. Come on, sir. Come on, Apostle. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think that's going to do to our ministry?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Revolutionize.
Explosive.
Yes, sir.
What do you think they're going to do to our families?
Come on.
The glory light of Jesus Christ. Now, the glory light of Jesus Christ is actually provided by the dunamis power.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
Yeah.
All right. Now, man, listen. The health on the condition of your soul is directly connected to your personal peace level.
Right.
Write that down.
Right.
Push it.
Right.
If you're unpeaceful and unrestful,
yeah,
that means you need to deal with something.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
I mean, since I've heard this revelation, and I've been in the ministry for 42 years, I've been more peaceful and restful
yes,
than I ever been in my life. I said to myself, rascal,
yes,
I have caught you.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Apostle.
I know you're not powerful than Jesus.
Yeah.
I know you're not powerful
right.
than the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I know you're not powerful than the Word.
Yeah.
I know you're not powerful than the anointing.
Yeah.
How you getting in on me to cause me unrestful
yeah.
and to be unstable?
Yeah.
Even though I'm living a good life, but yet sometimes you yeah. try to mess my mind up.
Yeah. Help us, Apostle. Help us.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
And also your contentment level. I'm going to say this. Don't all y'all break out and run, all right? The health on the condition of your soul or the condition of your soul is directly connected to your portion of peace level, number one. Number two, and the contentment level, you have been longing to feel.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
You've said your prayer, read your scripture, but it just don't look like something ain't going right here.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
long to have that you read the Bible about all this glory and peace.
Yeah.
You know, why I can't have it at my house?
Right.
The health of your soul is connected to the health of your relationship between husband and wife, family, friend, people in the church, people in business. Your soul ain't right, you ain't gonna sell much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's good.
So the health of your soul will directly affect your level of dominion over demonic power.
Yeah.
Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Sir.
All right. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have not been having all the dominion you thought you had. I mean, you crying the name of Jesus and swinging blood from left to right, but you still don't have the dominion, because if he got something in your soul secretly,
yes, sir.
Only you and him know.
Yeah.
Many times only he know.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
Oh, my. The healing of your soul is directly connected to your financial increase. But it's being held up because you have woundedness in your soul that hasn't healed yet.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's go through it. Can I go on through it?
Yes, yes, yes.
The healing of your soul can directly be connected to the supernatural healing of your body.
Right. All right.
That you have been believing for.
Yeah.
Talk, turn me up in here. We got too many sick people in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Way too many.
And it has something to do, your healing of your soul has something to do with your healing of your body.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Y'all going to be writing letters, texting, Instagram, and doing everything else.
Yeah.
Once you start applying this revelation to your life.
Yes, sir.
Now you go here and leave, just think you've been to another meeting, and
yeah.
go back to your same old truck.
No, sir.
You're going to get the same load you've been
yes,
getting.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So the supernatural healing of your body is connected to the condition of your soul. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health. He's saying something to us there. John, the Apostle John said, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul, out of the heart, out of the soul come the issue of life.
Yeah.
See? So now that we're going to talk about relationship. We've talked about health in our bodies. We're talking about, boy, this is important.
Yes,
and finances.
Yes, sir.
You know we're not getting healed fast enough. That woman with that issue of blood, huh? She had wound problem. When she met with Jesus, bam, she got healed. Your high blood pressure is a wound problem. Diabetes is a wound in your soul problem. Satan do not have dominion over you.
Amen.
You're a child of the living God.
Yeah.
But you got to work all your stuff.
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm going to talk about healing again. The healing of your soul can directly be connected to the supernatural healing of your body that you've been believing for. You heard that?
Yes,
affliction. Recurrent sickness. It keep coming back. All type of ailments that are being held up in their healing because of the wound inside your soul.
Wow.
Your ministry. A mess. Because you're messed up in your soul. Doesn't mean he didn't call you. Doesn't mean you're not anointed. But if you're messed up in your soul, the enemy shuts your ministry down to a minimum. Just enough for you to suffer. The glory, I want you to write this down. The glory light of Jesus Christ is the supernatural tool to heal a wound in your soul that you can get all the blessing and the promises that you've been waiting for your whole life. The glory life of Jesus that comes through the resurrecting power. Oh, you watch it by internet. Put your coffee down. Because we're going to deal with something here. Why the enemy keep coming back?
Come on, all about that.
Now, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The temple in the Old Testament was like this. You had the outer court. You had the inner court. And you had the Holy of Holies.
Yeah.
The Holy of Holies is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
The inner court is your soul.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
The outer court is your body.
Yes, sir.
And so as you learn, you begin to rebuild the temple.
Yeah.
As the Father desired for it to be. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Why the enemy keep coming back? Turn to Mark chapter 9. Everybody say, why the enemy keep coming back?
Why the enemy keep coming back?
We got to stop this.
We got to stop this.
And if ministers don't start it, stop them, how are the other people going to be able to stop it?
Right.
I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible because it's so important. And if your eye causes you to stumble and sin, pluck it out. It is more profitable and wholesome for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell, Gehenna. Now watch what it says now, verse 48 in the Amplified Bible. What a warning. Now, you know what a warning represents? Huh? Parasite. It got. I heard of a worm in years back, and I don't know if I got it right, a blood-sucking worm. He suck your blood out. And that's what the enemy is doing. Now, watch. Well, that worm was prey on the inhabitant and is a symbol in the Amplified Bible of the wound inflicted on the man himself by his sin. Self-inflicted. Does not die, and the fire is not put out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen. This level of dominion over Satan that we're going into, you know, we read, go back to John 14 and 30, that you want to, once you get the wounds clear up, and the Lord will show you how to clear them up. Once you get them cleared up, you're going to be like Jesus. See, Jesus got a perfect spirit, a perfect soul, and a perfect body. You have a perfect spirit, but your soul is in the process. You understand? Your soul is in the process. How many of y'all want to get out? Dude, don't sit there and look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. Give me some insight here. Because this is heavy, heavy hang over your head. Now, you can get so deep and leave this conference. You can get so deep and go back to your normal pattern. Bye. Go back if you're crazy yourself. I'm telling you, this is God talking to you to change things in your life.
Yes,
I'm getting disturbed up in here.
Yes, sir.
Because the body of Christ, this revelation is so clear.
Yes, sir.
to me why this bastard spirit keep putting his hand on the people of God.
Yes, sir.
Take your hand off of us.
I see it, sir. I see it.
I don't want you to sit here think you're in a regular a meeting, a regular session. Is it no regular section?
That's right.
Yes, sir. Stir you up. You understand? You about to get healed, get your money, get your ministry right. Man, what more can I tell you?
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down. This Luke 11:34, man. This Luke 11:34. My God, in the Amplified Bible, Luke 11:34. My God in heaven. We're gonna slap some devils tonight. We'll slap some Japanese devils. You're gonna feel freedom.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said you should know the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth will make you free. This is a truth.
Yes, sir.
That the Lord is revealing.
Yes.
That we got to take it.
Yes.
And go with it.
Yes.
I don't have no problem in my spirit.
Yes, sir.
I don't even have no problem in my body. The problem in my soul.
Yes.
When I get that straight, my body gonna line up.
Yes, sir. Right.
My money gonna line up.
Right.
My honey gonna line up.
Yeah.
Everything gonna, see, everything get better. Come on, raise your hand. Everything getting better.
Yes. Come on, Apostle.
Listen to what the Spirit said to me. I'm gonna say this to you and see can you respond. I'm tired moving slow motion in the Spirit.
Come on.
I'm ready to shift to another gear. I want to know how to make a demand on the power of God at this hour and see instant results.
Yes, sir.
I want to flow in the max.
Yeah, max. Yes, sir. Yep.
Wow. Look at Luke 11:30. Sit down. Luke 11:34. I feel that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know what's in this house today, right now? The spirit of relief.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
It's in here.
Yes, sir.
You know I'm gonna say this. You supposed to have plenty of money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No doubt.
Oh, y'all don't want it.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, y'all want to be kind of spiritual.
Yeah.
No, you're supposed to have plenty of money.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yeah, you're supposed to have it.
Yes, sir.
That's a $2,000 check. Yeah, you're supposed to have it.
Yes, sir.
Tell the point next to you. Yes, I'm supposed to have it. Yes, now go ahead and be cute. Don't say nothing to nobody. Just go ahead. Luke 11:34. Your eye is the lamp of your body. Now, watch what it says in the Amplified Bible. When your eye, your conscience. Now, my soul is made up of my mind, my emotion, my will, and my conscience. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye, your conscience is sound and fulfilling its office. Your whole body is full of light. But when it's not sound and it's not fulfilling its office, your body is full of darkness. Now, I recognize myself that is the eye of the soul. Give me the next verse because I want to go further in verse 35 for a moment. Now, watch this statement. Be careful therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness. Yeah, see? And you see, you think you're walking in full light, but you got some darkness in there that you got to get cleared up. All right, let me ask you a question. I'm just going to get all up in your business. Before you came to this minister's conference, and we started off Tuesday, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
You really thought you was walking in the light.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oop, there it is. But that's what it's supposed to be. She's supposed to open up.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Now, you leaving here with something to work with.
Yes.
That you never had to work with before.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, this is on Sunday school stuff, I tell you that. Listen, look what I told you. Be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not dark. Go to the next verse. Now, watch what happened. Watch what happened. If then your entire body is illuminated, having no dark part, it will be wholly bright with a light, as when a lamp with its bright rays gives you light. Now, there's an aspect of this teaching where when your soul is flooded with light, your body will be flooded with light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Satan cannot come where there's light.
Yeah. Wow. Come on, Apostle.
So there was a dark spot in your soul,
yes,
that invited him to come to your body.
Yes,
the invitation is closed.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle, take it back. Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes,
sir. All right, work with me. I went over James 2 Corinthians 7:1 with you, didn't I? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you that word. Now, most of you all know this story. In the 5th chapter of Mark, you can turn there. You know, Jesus got off the ship and he met a man with a lot of spirits in him. Right? And I told you John 14, I'm gonna go back there, John 14:30. And you can look at it in your Bible, you got the Amplified, look at that, John 14:30, because it's so important that we recognize this. And when we reach to this point of revelation and manifestation from the scripture, knowing how to deal with certain things, instead of the devil tormenting you as he been,
yeah,
or us,
yeah. Yeah.
Now we become the tormentor.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
Come on.
Right.
Wow.
You see, light torments the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like a bat.
Yeah. Call it. Yes, sir.
He has to work in darkness.
Yes, sir.
What happened to a bat? Why a bat don't come out in the daytime?
Can't stand the light.
Can't stand the light.
Can't take it.
One demon go back and talk to the masked demon and say, I can't stand the light that in her soul.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Can't stand. Come on.
Yeah. Wow.
She done been down there in Darrow,
yeah,
and got her soul lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't do to him what I used to do to him.
Yeah.
I usually can make him depressed. I used to can build anxiety up in him, anxiety, but I can't do it no more. He got light on the inside. You have to make the demon say, no, I don't want to go to her house.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Give it to somebody else.
Yes, sir.
I'm not taking that aside.
Wow. Come on.
All right. Let's sit down. Let's look at this man. Look at this. Listen to this story. They came to the other side of the sea, to the region of Gennesaret. When Jesus came out of the boat, immediately a man from the tomb. Now, you underline the tomb, because I'm going to tell you something about the tomb. The tomb, with an unclean spirit, met him. And the man lived in the tombs. And no one could bind him anymore, not even with chains. All right? I'm just going to take you through it, all right? For he had often been bound with shackles from the feet and with chains, and he tore apart the chain and broke the shackles into pieces, and no one was strong enough to subdue and tame him. Go back. I want to go back before I read this. I want to go back why Jesus was able to torment this demon.
Yes, sir.
And that's why John 14:30 telling us.
Yes, sir.
He didn't have nothing common in him.
Yeah.
He had no mode of contact with him.
Yeah.
He had nothing on him.
Yeah.
See?
Yes, sir.
Huh? So therefore he had no power over him.
Yes, sir.
So the power Satan been having over us,
yeah, yes,
is we had something in there, don't know it's in there.
Yeah. Right, right. Come on, Apostle.
Yeah. Come on.
And you get stuff in your soul just normally live it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Come on. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Some of y'all not sleeping all night. Can't drink tomato juice. Good child, I'm blessed. Because you geared yourself to accept it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now the Lord is telling you how to get it out. All right. Wow. Night and day, the man. Uh-huh. He was constantly screaming and squealing among the tomb and on the mountain, cutting himself with sharp stones. It's crazy. Look at it. Can you see him? Seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him in homage. Mm-hmm. Now listen to this part. What the demon said to Jesus. What the demon said to Jesus? Verse 7. What the demon said to Jesus? And screaming with a loud voice, he said, what business do we have in common? The devil knew he had nothing in common with Jesus, and he recognized, I can't do you nothing. Say, hey, you're talking to me. Say, hey, you're talking to me. Yeah, you got to get yourself in a position that the devil comes and he recognizes, oh, I don't have nothing coming. I can't do you nothing, but I'm gone because you can do me something.
Yes, sir. Right, right, right. Wow. Yes, sir.
The tormentor hand had been changed. Satan, I bind you. I break your power. You just soak with the blood and the dunamis power and the glory and the light of Jesus. And you just sit there and just focus with faith. A scripture might come up, put it down in your soul. Just sit there with it. He said, screaming with a loud voice, he said, what business do we have in common with each other? Jesus said, Son of the Most High God, Jesus, Son of the Most High God, I implore you by God, swear to me, do not torment me. He knew he could. He knew you can too. I can hear you saying, Satan, in the next 3 months, I'm going to put a whooping on your behind that you never had before. You've been riding me all my life. I've been trying to live right and do right, and I don't see if I can get through here, but I'm going to put a whooping on your behind. I'm going to shine so much light. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your ministry is going to be so much easier. Prince of this world coming, but he had nothing in me that is in common with me, so he has no power over me. That's what that John 14, you need to read that over and over again. Now watch this. Sit down. Watch this. Watch this. Wait, oh my wife. My God. I'm preaching better than you listening. Watch this. Watch this. That spirit of legion recognized that there was something different about this man.
Come on.
Watch, listen. He recognized that there was nothing in Jesus' soul that was in common with him, so he had no legal right to torment Jesus. I'm teaching you how to cut out all of his legal rights.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you. That same light that he beaming on that wound in your soul is the same light that's going to move darkness. But he's going to come up with something else. That's okay if you know what to do. In fact, this is what we're seeing, that Jesus can torment that spirit. He said, don't torment me. So he can? You know the devil's not going to give Jesus no credit if it's not true. He had no choice. Because Jesus had a perfect spirit, a perfect soul, and a perfect body. As we learn the soul, in the glorious light of Christ,
right,
we're going to have a perfect spirit,
yes,
a perfect soul,
yes,
a perfect body,
yeah,
a perfect pocketbook, perfect, a perfect ministry. Now, I'm going to make an announcement. I love my ministry, and I love my people.
Yes, sir.
Even though all of them hold the door, you know?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yours either.
That's right.
You just about to say amen. You with me too?
That's right.
Oh, you think you got a perfect church? You
yes,
sure got a mixed up calling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What did the Spirit say? Jesus, what is there in common between us? I solely implore you, do not begin to torment me. What about a minister walking in the room now? And 14 people got a problem.
Yeah.
And he done walked in the room and messed around, his shattered and hit somebody.
Yeah.
Oh man, the days are here.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Why you think I give that testimony that he's sitting in the same spot of this man here supposed to be dead?
Yeah.
There's a man right there, he dropped dead in the church. He dropped dead.
Yeah.
Two doctors, two nurses.
Yes, sir.
He said, he gone.
Yes, sir.
All I did was walk around. His wife knocked out. My secretary knocked out so she wouldn't get, she was knocked out.
Yes, sir.
Just knocked out before she got done.
Yeah.
I'm walking the floor. I said, God, you know, I need John.
Yes, sir.
John is personal with me. I mean, I need him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh. Hey, you standing over there now. He talking about some popcorns. There ain't no popcorn, boy. You were dead. You got two doctors. You got to tell your testimony,
yes,
boy.
Sir.
You died and came back.
Yeah.
Popcorn. If there was popcorn, I don't want no more. So we got two witnesses here, a man from the dead, two men actually from the dead, in this service tonight. You think there's no power available? I know that's true. Now, are you with me?
Yes,
watch this now. By the way, that spirit called Jesus the Son of the Most High.
Yeah.
Because he recognized, listen to me, that he's the only man he ever run up against that didn't have any wound in his soul. So the legion thought, he must be the Son of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
And that's what you want him to think about you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can't find nothing on this woman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've been here 4 hours trying to find something.
Yeah.
But I can't find nothing.
Yes, sir.
Man, my God. Now, sit down. I'm going to go a few more minutes. It's almost out. Gee, my goodness. Now, look at this other man in this story. The man who is totally under the control of the spirit of Legion. How come this man was able to be controlled by legions? What was giving the legion the right to inflict him? It was the wound in his soul. What created the wound?
Sin.
Uh-huh. What removed the wound? Glorious light. Don't just say light. The glorious light of Christ. Now let's look at this in this story, because in verse 2, Jesus got out of the boat, immediately a man from the tomb with an unclean spirit met him. And the man lives in the tombs, and no one can bind him anymore, not even with chains. Verse 5 says, night and day, he was constantly screaming and squealing in among the tomb. These verses mention the word tomb a lot. Why? That word in the Greek means recall or to remember.
All right, yes, sir. Recall. Yes, sir.
To recall or to remember. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody have done you wrong and you don't get it, that wound out,
yes, sir.
Every time you see them, it's going to be like a tomb.
Yeah. Wow. Come on, Apostle.
They're going to recall.
Yeah.
And you're going to remember.
Yeah.
And then something's going to get stirred up in you.
Yeah.
Then now your back going to hurt.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
Because you're in a backsliding condition.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In your soul.
Yes, sir.
I never heard that. You're backsliding in your soul.
Wow. My God.
You're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Right. You got to get it cleared up.
Yes, sir.
The tomb also means a monument set up to cause a perpetual remember. Yeah. A perpetual remember. Mm. That's what a soul wound is.
Yes, sir.
Getting it?
Yes, sir.
In other words, it's a monument set up on the inside of your mind that caused your mind to perpetually be affected by that event that happened to you years and years ago.
Wow, wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I remember I was preaching over at the other church you had on the wall.
Spirit of Life?
Yeah, she here now, isn't she? Spirit of Life, she here? No, she left this one. Spirit of Life in Rono. Yeah, now I always call it Rono.
Yeah, Rono.
And Ben Ketcher. Ben. Clenchlow was there. Anybody know Ben Clenchlow? Clenchlow? Huh?
Yeah. 700 Club.
Clenchlow, a Negro. Yeah, you know him now. Yet. I can say that better.
Yeah.
After about 20 minutes of preaching, he went to the floor, grabbed his head.
Yeah.
Couldn't take no more.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed by the word and the spirit of grace and the spirit of God. Wow. Yeah, I mean, now he'd been on TV messing around with the Bible for years.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Couldn't take it. He went down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He went down. Listen, why did I say that? It is a monument set up on the inside of your emotion that caused your emotion to be constantly controlled by that event that happened to you all that way back.
Yeah.
So that is what a soul wound is. Let me give you some more definition of it.
Yes, sir.
It causes you to remember.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. To recall.
Uh-huh.
To be constantly and perpetually, watch it, controlled.
Come on, expose it.
And affected by the horrible thing that happened to you in your past.
Yes, mm.
How many had some horrible things happen in your past?
Yes,
how many of y'all ever dealt with some dirty people?
Yes. Oh.
Dirty family members.
Yes.
Co-workers.
Yes.
Always sneaking in the office, challenging. All I'm trying to do is drink me a little coffee.
Wow.
So whether we realize it or not, that man was able to be controlled by the Spirit because he lives in the tomb. Now, the tomb is a symbol of you having something you don't deal with. Your soul is living in a tomb. How many are getting it? I mean, you got to go over and over and over and over and over again. But see, when I first heard messages on this, my apostolic emergency arose in me. That the body of Christ need to hear this message. So I started passing this message through my spirit. Night and day, passing it through my spirit so I can understand what God is saying. And so God said, that's what he want me to minister to on in this meeting. So as this is being revealed to you, this give us a whole new level of dominion over the devil. Say a whole new level of dominion over the devil. You see it? When he, in secrecy, was having dominion over you and you didn't know it. Hear these words. I know it got to be more. You know, you see what I'm saying? You know, read all these scriptures, man. You see God talking to you and you see all this thing happening in the Bible. We need some character right now. We got a Lazarus up in here. Jesus Christ, I got to close. A whole new level of dominion over the devil. Oh, Pastor. Oh, Pastor. Oh, Pastor. A whole new level of dominion. You can take your people a whole new level of dominion over the devil. You can hear your member walking, you know what I had, Pastor? I don't have it no more. Hey, Pastor, check my tithe out.
Come on. Come on.
By having the wounds in our soul healed, you can begin to pray for family members and people on the street. Now, here's a peculiar question here, and I'm... Have you ever prayed for someone and the power of God was present and that person got healed?
Yes.
But the next time you prayed for somebody else, nothing happened.
Yeah. What's up? Yes, sir.
Probably, oh, you ain't going to like this. I tell you, you ain't going to like it now. You're just not going to like it. Probably. There's probably something in your soul that is common to their soul. And the demonic that is attached to their soul is in your soul. And the demon standing back looking at both of you going, ho, you're trying to kick me out of her, but I'm in both of you. Good luck. You see what I'm saying? Everybody say, ouch.
Ouch.
This is a glorious moment in the body of Christ, children. This is not a jumping and jerking service. This is a glorious moment. We can make steps tomorrow higher. We can do greater things for God now. Are you listening to me, little sis? You listen to me? You can do this. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It's a bad devil. You follow what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, my goodness, man. My Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever got a supernatural healing in your body, but it came back? Why? Because you kicked the demonic out, but you didn't get the healing of the wound that was created by sin that allowed that demonic power to make you sick in the first place.
Yeah.
You don't supposed to be sick.
Yeah.
I don't supposed to be sick.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a cigarette? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He attacked me 14, 15 times more than you.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
I learned something, too. There are many times that I landed in states and my body acted up. There was something in common to some demonic power there. But I didn't know. I just prayed and cast the devil out and everything I could do, you know. But now I know better. Let's close with this. You know, the sickness you got healed, it came back on you, right? All right, now. So this is what we've been missing this whole time. How to handle those wounds and darkness. Here, let me show you what we do. We are warring and warring, pleading and pleading, pleading the blood of Jesus over sin to close the door. So we would have dominion over the enemy. Command the enemy to bow in the name of Jesus. And wondering why it's not working. Does the blood of Jesus work? Yes. It wiped out every sin. Wouldn't be for the blood, but wouldn't be here. Right? Does the name of Jesus work? Yes. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. So what is the problem? Listen to me clearly. It must be your soul. There's a wound in your soul. You got to sin. Listen to me very carefully. You got to sin. See, I'm sticking to my note because it's so important. You got to sin taken care of with the blood, but the wound is still there. Oh, my. It's not taking nothing from the blood. You got the sin taken care of with the blood, but the wound is still there, so the demonic can still be there afflicting you and tormenting you. Do you understand me? Yes. Some of y'all done plead the blood all night long. And the blood carry out his job. See, it was not just the cross that sets you free. Jesus had to get up. And he had to go back to heaven to make a tab with the Holy Ghost. So he had to ascend. So we got to put our whole package to work. I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus tonight. I'm seated in heavenly places. Me. I don't know about you. Speak for yourself. I'm seated tonight in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. I have authority and dominion. So the wounds on your soul can cause you to be robbed of your financial blessing, cause you to be physically ill. And then you got third John, you see.
Yes, sir.
Financial blessing and the healing in your body will come even as your soul is prospering.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. Let us talk about this financial thing first. That's my cup of tea, you know. This verse, 3 John, said, God wish above all things that we would prosper. He want us to prosper.
Yes, sir.
You heard me?
Right.
Why are we not prospering? Because it happened even as your soul prospered. So that dog locked into your soul to block your inheritance. But now you know what to do about it. Now, if y'all not gonna do nothing about it, if y'all not gonna try to, I'm gonna show you how to soak, and give you a lesson on soaking.
Yes, sir.
Because now, when I said that, both time my friend was making fun at somebody else about teaching grace because they were teaching it wrong. And then he talks about soaking, but it was too late. I was already soaked.
Yeah.
And so I knew, but I knew it was God letting me know, go forward with it. He didn't mean no harm. It just, he said, you know, talking about John Lake, he was a soaky in prayer. Well, that, I mean, he got pretty good result. Now, I would say this, with fear and trembling, a lot of those guys had gifts, but they didn't have the revelation of the word clear enough to protect their family and their children and their own personal life and their wives. Because you got a catastrophe hit in reading about those great men of God. And I was studying the other day. You got a minute?
Yes, sir.
I was studying the other day, and you know, I said, man, that's what was happening to them. Even though they could make people who cramp up just come because they had their gift. But they didn't know what we're learning now about the soul.
Right.
So the enemy just come back, kept coming back. They didn't know how to protect themselves.
Yes, sir.
Right. See? Wow. You know, I won't want to talk about John Lake. I'll talk about Paul.
Yes, sir.
Y'all scared,
yes,
see? But I'm trying to show you something.
Yes, sir.
These are great gifts. This man put his hand on a telescope with a disease, and the disease died.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But what the Lord is teaching us right now is maximize ministry, maximize life, maximize freedom, maximize deliverance.
Yes.
You start doing this for 7 days, you will not know yourself. You sit down in a chair, you'll be so restful. Some of y'all are real nervous. You're on the edge. That's because the enemy, he's dealing with you some kind of way.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll close. What happened if God would give you the financial blessing now while your soul is still in the state it's in? You blow the blessing. No, you don't think you would, but you would. Why? Because the wound in your soul. Well, you remember what Paul said? 7th chapter of Romans? I do the things I don't want to do. Well, listen. Listen, my friend, we're dealing with behavior, habit, pornography, adultery, liquor, gambling, whoremongers, whoring preachers. They don't even know what's happening to them. Good men got good ministry. They don't even know what's happening to them. Women trying to make a creep. Good Christian woman, but she won't creep. She thinks she making the creep. It's a wound in her soul. Taking her out for the night. Lowering her dignity. When the phone ring at my house, I don't care who it is. I don't have to worry, ring it. And if a husband come on and lie, I say, bring your tail over here. Come on over by the house here. Yeah, I mean, you went somewhere. Come over here.
Yes, sir. Right.
Me and my wife gonna whoop your tail because you lying. My wife know. My wife know I ain't been out there. That's right. Me and my wife gonna jump on your tail. Bow! Don't be lying on my husband. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let me tell you in the closing night, here's how you soak. Sit down. Here's how you soak. Now I'm new at it myself, but I know how to do it. You take the blood of Jesus. I'm placing the blood of Jesus in my soul right now. that'll clear up all sins, that'll cleanse the sin. And then say, now I'm taking the dunamis power, which is the resurrection power, and placing it in my soul. What? Nope, let's go back. Step one. Step one is, once God revealed to you what you're dealing with, repent. Second step, ask the Lord to forgive you. Okay? Then, now you're ready to apply the blood. Then you apply the dunamis power. And when you apply the dunamis power, the glorious light of Christ come also. And what I do is just sit and see the light shining in my soul right now. If there's anything, any darkness, any wound in my soul, you know, that's kind of casual. That's kind of, but let me back up and tell you something else now. I'm declaring one of the impartations that I'm releasing in this section is that you have dreams. Because in the dream, it's very delicate, but the Holy Spirit is going to help you unfold that dream. And in a dream, you're going to find a wound. You work that wound till you know it's gone. You'll get confirmation. You'll get a scripture. Or you'll be aware. Or God will show you a vision. With me, have shown me a vision already. That wound there is gone. But I know there's more. See, you got to be honest to be able to accept that. It's not, you just got to recognize. You know, I tell you, my sons know it. When I go into a restaurant, they serve everybody nice but me.
Yes, sir. Yep.
I'm a head man at the table.
Yeah.
And so I used to let that, these boys that saw me fired up, boy.
Yeah.
I'd rattle off the Lord and say, what are you doing? He said, they recognize that anointing on your life. Try to minister to them some kind of way. Now I really can handle it by knowing this, you see.
Yes,
wow. I'm touching so many people's lives, so many people follow me, and you want me to act a jack. My name's Joe. You understand? All right, now come on, let me get you straight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Holy Spirit will show you what the wound is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get nothing, just start working on wounds in your soul. Just say a shining light on it, right? But most of y'all know something y'all got. That it got to be something else, you know. Ugly way. How you doing, honey? Not too good this morning. I don't feel like being bothered. No breakfast in this house today. Find out what the wound is. Repent. Ask God to forgive you. Apply the blood. Apply the dunamis power. Apply the glorious light. You're sitting there. You're focused with your faith. And you're doing exactly what you're saying. You're soaking. Now, I told you that the Lord gave me scriptures to soak with. He gave me 3 scriptures every morning to soak with. He just give them to me. Just 3 scriptures that pop every morning. I write them in my journal, and I sit there and I soak them. Okay? So you can start soaking immediately. You can start soaking when you get to the hotel tonight. I know some of y'all are going to do it, you know, and then I'm going to tell you some more about it in the morning. I'll tell you some more about it. We just do a lot of soaking in the morning, and I'll bring my outline on soaking, and so we'll get some things done up in here.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we can do that, can't we?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. That's enough. Praise the Lord. It's a new territory. How many of y'all got something out of this? All right, talk back to me.